New research points to colder Bering Sea temperatures as good for zooplankton. This can lead to better health for valuable fish species like pollock and salmon. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
The new research was published in the November 4th issue of Nature magazine. Alexei Pinchuk is a researcher with the University of Alaska's Seward Marine Center. The research he and his colleagues have been doing over the last 3 years shows that cold temperatures in the Bering Sea has resulted in the healthy production of larger zooplankton, like copepods and krill.
It's not just on the impact on the amount, it's the amount of the quality of zooplankton. And those species, they're usually larger as well, so they better prey for pollock or salmon or whales. So, and they do seem to do better during the cold years.
The last 3 years in the Bering Sea have been the coldest on record, despite a 30-year warming trend. One of the reasons why Pinchuk and others are researching the Bering Sea is because the region provides half of the commercial seafood caught in the United States. Pinchuk has been studying the Bering Sea since 1997, and he has spent the last 3 years gathering zooplankton samples in an effort to see how changes in temperature in the Bering Sea affect zooplankton and how the amount and type of zooplankton affect the diet of walleye pollock. It appears that Bering Sea pollock stocks are rebounding after a 2-year decline. This year, the overall biomass of Bering Sea pollock was estimated at 4.6 million metric tons, and it's estimated that the biomass for next year will be up to 9.6 million metric tons. Pinchuk says the increase in the amount and quality of zooplankton in the Bering Sea could be at least in part responsible for the larger amount of pollock biomass in the Bering Sea. Pinchuk's research is part of the 6-year Bering Sea Project, which has been funded to the tune of $52 million. The Bering Sea Project is being undertaken and funded by the National Science Foundation and the North Pacific Research Board. Pinchuk says the increase in the populations of the larger zooplankton can have positive benefits to several salmon species as well.
During the last 3 years, we analyzed the diets of three species of salmon, like dock salmon, pinks, and red salmon, and they all show that during the last 3 cold years, they increased the number of euphaus is significantly increased in the diet.
Another finding put forward by Pinchuk is the presence of an Arctic sand flea in the Bering Sea waters to the south. Pinchuk notes that young salmon and pollock seem to prefer these Arctic sand fleas over the smaller zooplankton. The results from Pinchuk's research is not all that cut and dried in regards to the impact of zooplankton on pollock and other fish species in the Bering Sea. He says there are pluses and minuses to both warmer conditions and colder conditions in the Bering Sea.
The warmer temperature seems to be good for small zooplankton, which is a suitable food for pollock, which just hatched out of the eggs. But when the pollock is getting bigger, when it's growing during the summer, so the small zooplankton is not good anymore. So it needs bigger, fat-rich, energy-rich zooplankton. So then the larger pollock will not find the food. So it will start to consume the smaller pollock, which is still in the water. So in this sense, the warm year is not really good for pollock.
While the Bering Sea has been experiencing colder temperatures over the last 3 years, temperatures have been going up since the 1980s, and long-term forecasts anticipate that trend will continue. The data collected by Pinchuk and his colleagues will likely be used by federal fishery managers to better predict the biomass of pollock and other species in the Bering Sea. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.